all the many, many ways we listen to music with our iOS devices.
Okay, and I'll show you how to name your Pokemon. Crazy names, too.
Also, the International Space Station might be above us right now.
It's time for iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
iOS Today is brought to you by Toto Washlet. Upgrade a once mundane trip to the bathroom into a spa-like experience with Washlet. To learn more and for special savings, go to wayfair.com/iOS and enter the promo code iOS at checkout. And by ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today. For 3 months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/iOS today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to iOS Today, the triumphant return of Megan Maroney.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Leo Laporte.
I am Megan Maroney, the one that just triumphantly returned.
And all of you who are wondering where Jason Snell is, I don't know.
At home sleeping.
We want to thank Jason for filling in for you last week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a nice vacation?
I did. I went to the woods to live deliberately with a bunch of eighth graders. I chaperoned the eighth grade camp.
Nice. And it looks like they made your cast into a rainbow.
Well, I was getting a little blister there because it was scratchy. So this actually funny story. About the woods, we took this night hike.
Yeah.
And the idea is that we weren't supposed to bring flashlights and you're supposed to get your
rods.
So
you fell on the other wrist?
No. Oh. You're supposed to get your rods and cones adjusted. It was science camp. To the dark.
Did you have a professional rod and cone adjuster come in?
No, or? You just sit outside for like a half an hour.
Oh, and they adapt.
And they adapt. And then we went walking in the woods in the pitch dark.
How'd that work?
I did not fall again, which is a plus. But first of all, also, like, our rods and cones are a little older than the 13-year-old. So definitely they were better at this than
I was. So they could
was.
See in the dark, but you?
I couldn't really, and it was difficult. And so then it was all quiet, and we were, like, looking up at the sky, talking about, you know, the stars. And all of a sudden, like, I was, like, scratching my head, and the counselor was like, whose light is that? Turn that off. And
it was your
my
watch.
Apple Watch.
You deconditioned everybody's rods and cones.
Yes. So I tweeted about that. I also tweeted.
There is a cinema mode, you know.
Yes. I put it on, theater mode, if you just scroll up and it's the little masks. But I tweeted about this and Stacey Higginbottom said she has that problem sleeping with her Fitbit that it always goes off.
Right.
And so she recommended these little sweatbands. And so I ordered them just because I wanted them for fun, obviously, rainbow sweatbands. And then I was like, well, I have to put them to use. So I put
that's
it
nice.
On my cast. Yeah. Thanks,
so
Stacey.
So if you don't mind going a little further down this rabbit hole.
Oh, I love rabbit holes.
I was going to say that's because the kids eat their carrots and you don't. But as it turns out, carrots have nothing to do with visual acuity. You know this story.
I didn't, but the kids that I was on the trip knew. The kids these days, they learn so much from YouTube. They know everything. You tell it.
So we all grew up that carrots are good for your eyesight. Turns out it's not true. I mean, they're not bad for your eyesight, but they're not particularly good for your eyesight. It was a rumor created by the British military during World War II. Because they didn't want the Germans to know they had radar. Radar had just been invented. They didn't want the Germans to know how they could spot their planes at night when they came in for bombing runs. So they spread the rumor that British airmen ate a lot of carrots. And it made their eyesight better. And ever since, this is an example, though. To me, I think it's important to understand how these stories can sometimes become accepted truth, given truth. And they're not.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yep, it's good for your eyes, but don't ever poke them in your eye.
Yeah. So I'm glad to be back, but it was really nice to be with eighth graders. And I think I'm kind of used to all the crazy things they say, you know, just
like
whatever
what?
Comes into their minds. Well, I don't know why I'm used to it.
Why are you used to that?
I don't know.
Whatever prepared you for that?
I mean, I don't know. I seem to be like really used to what
your rods and cones are adapted to Leo.
Things that eighth graders say and do.
I'm more like a fifth grader. Maybe a fourth.
I don't know.
No, more eighth grader.
Yeah, because they're smart, too.
Yeah,
they're smart. They're like little adults.
Not
like
smart.
You.
They're just like potty humor, basically. Yeah. How fun. So that was good. That was nice. And that was because Milo and Huck are in the eighth grade, so your kids were with you, and that's really neat.
Yes.
How fun is that?
Yes, it was really
Well,
fun.
We missed you, but we thought today we'd celebrate your return with some music.
Yes. Well, okay, I was inspired by this because one of my friends sent me a picture of these old mixtapes that I made for her. Here, she... that I made... And they have some.
Welcome back, Megan. We missed you so much.
What song is that?
I don't know. Something Lisa was. It's interesting. I've just learned something. That even if you unplug your HomePod, it remembers what you played last.
Oh, yeah. Because it's in the cloud. You know about the cloud?
It's in the cloud.
Okay, so my best friend Jenny from high school sent me these mixtapes that I...
Jenny in the hood?
No. I made these mixtapes for her, and she took a picture of them and sent them. And
oh,
I
that's
said,
so cute. You made those?
I did, yeah.
What a great thing to have, because these are the songs you were so into in eighth grade.
Well, this was probably
Fourth grade, college.
It was, there's a lot of... Yeah, I don't think I was as... I wasn't into Paul Westerberg in eighth grade. That was my college days.
Could I have a copy of those? I'd like to have...
Yes,
I'll set that up on Spotify as Megan's mixtape.
Well, funny you should say that, because it's already there on Spotify. So Spotify, I've sort of been transitioning to Spotify. While you were gone, Alex Lindsay convinced me that it's okay. There's no shame in subscribing to Apple Music and Spotify.
There's no shame, but it is a little extra money.
It is, but not. I do the family plan, and I'm paying
for
this.
Is that $15 a month?
I do the family plan for Apple Music, and then the $9.99 for Spotify. So Spotify is mine.
It's yours.
And Apple Music.
And what is it that you would get from Spotify that you don't get from Apple Music?
I think they're better at coming up with the playlist. Like, they have that
I love the Discover Weekly is fabulous. That's but Apple tries to do something similar where they have a new playlist every week generated by your interests. But I think the Spotify Discover Weekly is great.
Yeah, and then the Time Capsule. Have you done that?
That's new.
Time Capsule is let me see if I
can find it. Is it like oldies?
It's your particular oldies.
Oh,
so it's the music. Where's my Time Capsule?
I love that. How do they know that it's yours?
I think you tell them your birthday.
Oh.
Let me find my Time Capsule. They made it. And then I, let's see, Time Capsule. I guess someone who uses Spotify more than I probably knows exactly how to get to it.
I loved Spotify. I joined Spotify very early on.
Yeah, it's...
And I only recently killed it because I have Google Music, I have Amazon Music, and I have Apple Music. And I thought, I don't really need four different music services, because they're all roughly the same music. Do you find there's music on Spotify you can't find on Apple Music? No.
Well, when I started to make my old college playlist on Spotify, one of the Camper Van Beethoven songs was not available on Spotify, so I switched over to Apple Music and did that. Yep.
Okay, we go. Mm-hmm. So there are songs you can't get.
So here's my Time Capsule. I found it. I guess it's based on the year I was born. So it's like, this is the high school, probably the music I was listening to in high school.
Is it pretty accurate?
Guns N' Roses, Aha. I don't know. Eye of the Tiger was a little bit. That was maybe middle school.
But you heard it. You knew it.
Yeah. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Probably just has more than just the year.
Your generation ruined.
This is a good one.
Music for everybody.
This isn't ruined. this is your generation more.
Yeah, but this isn't Good Queen.
It's not?
No.
What's Good Queen?
Good Queen's a little older than that.
Oh, and Footloose. Oh, yeah. Oh, it brings it all back, doesn't it?
Kenny Loggins.
So, Spotify, I'll stop that. It's a little bit hurts my brain.
Okay, that almost makes me want to go back to Spotify just because I want to hear what my music would be.
Well, I wonder if you don't pay for it, if you could still get your Time Capsule. I know there's some things you can.
Because there's a free tier.
Yeah, there is a free tier supported by advertising. But
Spotify is still the number one paid music service, but Apple Music is coming up fast, and I think certainly in the next few months, it'll surpass it.
Yeah. It's 10 years old, Spotify.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. And Spotify recently, you know, we're on Spotify. Mm-hmm. A lot of podcasts are. Mm-hmm. And they just opened it up to all podcasters if they want to be on Spotify. They've added tools and so forth. So it's a good place for podcasts as well as music. I like that.
Mm-hmm. They also have a voice feature now. So see this little, what should we ask it? Play some real rap. Real Rap now, represent.
When I selected Real Rap at Apple Music, asked for the same thing from Siri, it gave me Drake, which I don't consider real rap, but this is not either.
Everybody knows Christ MC is real rap. Come on. Christ MC in the house. It's C-H-Y. Oh, it's Keist. Kissed. Keist.
That's so a pretty good
beat. The voice feature is nice.
Yeah.
You have to press the button. You can't just say, hey, okay. Spotify, play.
Yeah, I mean, Siri will do that, of course, as will Google Music, as will Echo. In fact, one of the reasons I own Amazon Unlimited Music is because I wanted it to work with my Echo. And it's fairly cheap, except that there's a little catch when you buy the, I think, $4.99 version. It only works on one Echo. So you kind of might want it to work on more than one Echo.
That's really?
Yeah.
Well, what I love about Spotify is that, I mean, and Apple Music would do this too if you covered your house in HomePods. But I, that's a little bit more out of my price range. But my house is covered in devices.
So that's one reason.
And so with Spotify, I can say, you know, play my college playlist. And then I'll say stop and I'll go into another room and just say.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll just say, hey, smart, cheap device, play Spotify. And then it'll pick up right where it left
off.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah. The problem with the HomePod, as good as it sounds and as nice as it is, it's really just an Apple Music tool. You can only play Spotify on it if you can do it from your phone to it, which I don't. I mean, I want to be able. If you're going to use a HomePod, it's going to be using Siri to play stuff, right? Well, I use it all the time for that, but that's why you have to have an app. This is the problem. That's why you have to have an Apple Music subscription, and then I use Google Music on other devices. Sonos. The good news about Sonos is supports them all. So that's good. We were listening to Audible, the audiobooks, our sponsor audiobooks, on Sonos last night. And I really like that. I think that's a nice, they just recently re-added Audible, so you can listen to your audiobooks on there too. Yeah.
And I listen to my audiobooks on my Echoes.
Yes, because Amazon owns Audible, so it won't work anywhere else. So I was really glad when Sonos got at it. Let me show you what I use. So a lot of people are... let's be blunt. Hate iTunes. It feels like Apple. We've said for years, Apple should just dump it, right? And or at least update it. And they seem to want to do neither. They keep hanging things off of it and so forth. But there is an alternative. So I do have Apple Music and I do have iTunes on here. But my favorite music choice. If you don't want to use iTunes for Apple, is Vox. Have you ever heard about Vox?
I think you've mentioned it before, but I have no memory of it.
It's a player. So, in other words, it's instead of using Apple's music to play your music, you can have Vox play your music. You can have a library on the phone, but Vox also has a streaming music service called Loop. They don't sell music. That you upload your music to the Loop, and the Loop is a cloud service that lets you store it.
Are you a big Weird Al Yankovic fan?
No. Notice, though, and this really bugs me, that all of my playlists begin with Weird Al Yankovic because the kids, when they were younger, were. And there's, you know, those things stay in your library forever, right? And his name begins with a quotation mark. So it sorts right to the top.
That's rather embarrassing.
That's terrible, isn't it? Then there's 10cc and other things. But yeah, so... Tupac.
Oh, good. There's some Tupac in there. To wash away.
There's some real rap.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, unfortunately, and this is a big problem, a lot of music that I have comes from my kids when they were using my iTunes account. But the nice thing is I have all those songs, you know, and I can upload them to the Loop, or I can just put them on my phone as I have, and it will play. Even if you copy them over using iTunes, all the music that you have on the phone or the iPad will play back in Vox. I think the Vox player is nice. One of the reasons I also like the Vox player is because it will play back high resolution recordings. So if you buy 24-bit, 192 kilobit songs, you can play them back on Vox. And that, I think, is really nice, too. So it's a nice player. I use it on the desktop. Then I also use it on iOS. And I don't think it's free, but it's not very expensive. The expensive thing would be to pay for a Loop, which I think is probably $100 a year. So you can use cloud storage for Vox. You don't have to, but that's very convenient because then I can, when I get a new phone, I just download all the songs I want.
I'm sorry, I pronounced Tupac wrong.
How'd you pronounce
Tupac? Tupac.
I always say 50 cents. And then I get in trouble. Tupac.
Okay, so I know there are a lot of iTunes, Apple Music haters out there, but I do want to mention one relatively new feature in Apple Music is that you can search for a song by lyrics.
That's nice.
Which is nice. So
see, I always just Google the lyric.
I know, and then you have to, but then you have to go back and then get the song.
That's a, right. That's
a
great
thing. What's
your
favorite lyric in a song?
Dance with me. I have my arms around you. Or something like that. Oh. That's the problem is I don't know.
You don't know any lyrics to songs?
I want my arms.
Fergalicious dance mix.
How about that? All my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. My
milkshake. What? Oh, my library. We're looking at my library.
You got to look at the whole thing.
My milkshake. How do I not have that song in my library?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wait, what song is it? Is it this song, Milkshake?
It's Fergie. I don't know.
Oh, it's...
Is it Fergie? No, it's not Fergie. It's the other one. We're so terrible. Ask me about Bach, will you? Okay, let me give you another lyric.
From Bach? Give me a Bach lyric. Go ahead.
Ich bin lach no. I will not let you go. Ich bin lach no, I will not let you go. Beelzebub has a devil for disciple.
Oh, how do you spell Beelzebub?
Oh, well, there's a problem right there.
B-E-E-L-Z-E-B-U-B. B-U-B. E-L, I see.
This isn't really working out all that well. How about this? I'm just a poor boy.
Oh, good.
You can spell that, right?
Maybe it's I am.
No, I'm.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's not I am just.
No, it's I am. It's a song. Nobody says I am in a song unless it's Neil Diamond. I am, I said.
I'm just a poor. I think it's I am.
Oh, jeez. You're as bad as my wife. Honey.
She's the one that tells me to act like this.
I'm just a poor
You're
boy.
You're right. Look at that.
And what
Why
did we
does
get?
It come up with
Bohemian Rhapsody. Because that's the song. Bingo.
Oh.
See, I realized if I use Milkshake is not good because that's the name of the song. So it's better to use something deep within. Like, let me see. Grab the babies and the old ladies. Everyone goes.
Whoa. Grab the babies.
And the old ladies.
And the old ladies.
Just hit return there and see. I may have that. My problem is I'm not great at lyrics.
Brothers Love Traveling.
Brother Love Traveling Salvation Show.
Oh, that's it. Oh, good.
That's awesome because you often don't know a song, but you know the words. You can hum it in your head.
Right.
That's all. I find that a great feature.
Yes. Yeah. I thought you were singing the I Am Just a Poor Boy Simon and Garfunkel song. Or is that I Am Just a Something Boy?
I'm but just a poor boy and my story seldom told. You're right. That is I Am.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting? What are the odds that two songs would have I Am Just a Poor Boy?
Uh-huh. It's crazy.
What are the odds?
iOS to tangent today.
Yes. Okay. How about this one?
Okay.
We built this city... on sausage rolls.
Okay. Weird Al Yankovic again?
No, Scooter X.
Okay.
I don't think it's in there. Just We Built This City should be enough. But the problem is that's the name of the song. Yeah, so it isn't really...
We Built This City, We're Not Gonna Take It.
We're Not Gonna Take It. Yeah, because it's one song with both.
From the movies.
Yeah.
We built this city!
Mm-hmm. That's not... That's we fake.
From Rock of Ages. That's...
Please.
Is that a movie that you saw?
Yeah, I love Rock of Ages. Have you not seen Rock of Ages?
No, with Russell Brand and Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Oh, my gosh. And an amazing Tom Cruise. You have not seen that?
No. Here.
Get the babies, grab the old ladies. Everybody should see that. No, actually, you know who would love that is your boys.
I'm not sure I understand.
Sorry.
I'm not sure I understand either. No, your children would love this.
Okay.
It's a great movie for kids.
Okay, that's
except
what
for
I was
the weird
say.
Sex scenes, but other than it's not
watch
that weird.
Rock of Ages.
Oh, I can't believe you haven't seen this.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
This one, the movie.
Which Rock of Ages?
Oh, I'm going to watch it right now, apparently.
Yeah, apparently you're going
to
watch it.
I wanted to remind myself to watch it, but
movie.
There we go.
It was originally a Broadway play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they made a movie out of it. But the movie, Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese.
Oh, that's good. That's
apparently Scooter X missed breakfast. You want something sausage rolls and cheese.
Did we talk enough about Amazon Music? I don't subscribe to that, but I don't feel like I need to.
I don't feel like it's that good. There are a couple of reasons why I use Amazon Music on my phone. One is I find it easier to download. So here's a big issue for me. Apple, with its iCloud Music, has really pushed this notion that you don't need the music on your phone. You just can listen to anything you want, stream it. Why wouldn't you? But the problem is the time I listen most to music, more than any other time, is when I'm in an airplane. I like to, you know, then put on the headphones and chill, right? And that is not going to work. You can't stream when you're in an airplane. So I want to download music. And I find it far from easy to download music on iTunes. You got to kind of go onesie, twosie. It's a lot of work. So Amazon's nice because I can basically say, just download everything that I own. It takes a long time, but it's a lot faster for me to do it. And then the problem then is it's in Amazon Music, not in the iTunes music. When I loaded this iPad up, and I tried for a long, before we our last vacation, I tried for the longest time to get all my music on here over the air. And I just never really was able to figure it out, you know, the songs that I own. So I ended up just hooking it up to the computer and say, sync, the old, you know, like a savage, like an animal, the old way.
Sad.
It was faster, took a couple of hours, because I have, you know, 30,000 songs, something like that. But it's really nice to have it on here. And I just found it very difficult to figure out how to get my music on my iPad for my travels, because I wanted it locally. And goodness gracious, Apple sells, I think this is a 256 gigabyte iPad. There's plenty of room. They sell these giant storage devices. Same thing with a phone, right?
Do you listen to Bob Marley and Bonnie Raitt in the same sitting?
Well, it's just alphabetical, but Bobby Helms is in there. Sure, sure. So I think Apple Music has inherited a lot of bad habits from iTunes, if you ask me. So playlists, you know, and what I do is I will just listen to all my Baroque music. That's 8 hours and 43 minutes, and that usually gets me through a flight.
I have that same playlist, the 90s music.
Everybody does. That's the problem. This is an automatic playlist. It's dopey. It does have 87 hours of 90s music. So,
if you wanted to torture someone, that would be a good way to do it.
But notice this cloud icon, right?
Yes.
So I can download the playlist, which is great. If you've got a playlist, it's fairly easy. But if you don't have a playlist, this is everything I've bought on iTunes, I guess, purchased. 153 hours. So I definitely want that. But if you don't have playlists, then you have to go into albums and you have to kind of do it album by album or song by song. It's kind of a pain. So I'm not sure what this playlist is. There's only four songs in it. See, there's something wrong with this, right? There's something.
I have to tidy it up.
Yeah, it just bugs me. That's why I end up using Vox, because I know I can get everything. Mm-hmm. Or, and that was the topic, was Amazon Music. Mm-hmm. I can show you my Amazon Music interface. I think it's Amazon Music's fairly clunky. It doesn't really feel like Amazon's spent a lot of time on it. I am an Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber.
Mm.
Look at this. Look at this load time.
Yeah, I have mine loaded, and you can also speak to it. I'm about to say the wake word, so just be prepared. Play Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen, original Broadway cast recording by various artists on Amazon Music.
You know, the authors of that.
Have you been writing those letters to yourself?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's nice. I treated my iPad
like an Amazon Echo.
They just added that. Go hands-free with Echo. Play music using your voice. No need to tap, just ask. But you have to have the app on screen.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's good in the car, I think.
Great.
I mean, you can use all of the Amazon Voice Services stuff.
And Amazon, like Apple, really focuses on streaming,
mm-hmm.
not downloaded stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to My Music, this is stuff that's on the tablet. I guess it is I can't tell if it's the same database as iTunes or if it's a different. If I've got two copies of all these songs, and that's confusing too. Yeah, the logical, reasonable thing for somebody to do would be to just have one music service and really focus on that. But they're all different. For instance, I really like the Apple's radio stations on. This is Google. Sorry. The Apple radio stations are just fantastic. Let me go here because you can, I'm not talking about Beats. They have one radio station. For a long time, we thought, oh, they're going to have country. And no, they have one radio station, mostly music I couldn't care less about. But they do have, if you can find it, they do have playlists, radio playlists. I see it. I'm in Beats 1. There we go. Let's go all the way to the root here. So this is nice. So this is... What's wrong? Maybe it isn't here. Maybe it's in library?
What stations?
Yeah, don't they have... Am I wrong? Don't they have, like, country music and... Where it's music. It's not... If it's from Apple Music, it's not... There's no DJ. I feel like I'm missing something here.
Well, you can play a song. Like, I have... This is a station. Like, I have a Beyoncé... Station.
Yeah, I guess that's in the music.
So you just
part,
like
right?
say create station right here. And so this is all songs like Beyonce's Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That's Pandora style stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody does that. Google's music, that's the other, another nice feature of Google Play Music, is they do interesting stations. So once you give them location access, for instance, they'll show you music from people who are going to be in town. Which is kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, where we live, nobody good's going to be in town. But you could listen to that.
That's true.
Deep Focus Instrumentals. These are things that I've listened to for fans of Fits and the Tantrums. Who isn't, right?
I never heard of them.
Throwback Jams. This is from your mixtape. Music from MTVs. So these are all radio stations that... See, this is what I was hoping I was getting from Apple. I thought I had that from Apple. But these are interesting stations that Google plays. They also will make stations... for the time of day and things like that, which I really like. So that's because they bought a company that did that, right? Here's Energy Boosters, Feel Good Favorites. And then within that, there's lots of different stations. Shiny Happy Pick-Me-Ups.
Mm-hmm.
He looks shiny and happy. And, oh, it's Stevie. Yeah, Steve. So Justin Timberlake, Stevie Wonder, Rolling Stones, Bob Marley. Similar stations. Mom Jean Jams.
Ooh.
Do you ever wear mom jeans?
No, but they're coming back.
Apparently
so.
Bruno Mars does. Happiest Pop. So that's what's cool about this, right? Yeah, I know, I saw that. I don't think mom jeans are coming back.
You don't?
And then I'm Feeling Lucky Radio, which is based on my musical taste.
Ooh.
How lucky do I feel? Let's see. Never heard.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I don't know who she is, but I do know who this guy is.
Oh.
This is based on my musical taste. See if you like my music.
I do like Tom Waits.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Really jazzy.
Tom Waits lives around us.
He does. Every once in a while, you'll see him at a truck stop or
yeah,
favorite
and then it's
restaurant.
Like, we play a game called Is That a Homeless Person or Is That Tom Waits?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
all right. I want to talk about if you want to switch from one to the other and how to move your playlist.
That's the big problem, right? Because
yes.
You put a lot of effort, especially on Spotify. Mm-hmm. It's all about the mm-hmm. playlist.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my thing. I wanted to maybe switch. So I got recommendations. One is called an app called Stamp. So here it is on my screen. It's free to try, and it's free to move over 10 songs per playlist. And if you want to buy it, it's $10. So I want to say, like, I'm going to start at Apple Music. That's my my music service, and I want to move to Spotify. So, okay. I got to log in here. Let me try it on the phone. Okay. Hopefully it won't make
Somebody's telling me, yeah, I get a lot of genres on my radio, too. I don't know what's wrong with my radio. On Apple Music, that's only getting this.
Okay, so here, let's start it.
Shortchanged here.
Can you see my? Okay, so let's start at Spotify.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to move to Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
And then here are all my
That's
Spotify.
Nice. That's so very
I want
handy.
To
That's really
select
nice.
All of them.
Yeah.
And then
take them with you.
Next. And so here's it. If I want all of my songs, then I pay $9.99. Or if I want to unlock premium on all platforms, mobile and desktop, then I pay $14.99. But if I just want to, I just want 10 songs per playlist.
And this is what locks music. People in, right? This yeah. is why people just, you know, stay with whatever service or end up doing what we do, which mm-hmm. is buy multiple services because mm-hmm. you don't want to lose your Spotify playlist.
The other thing I did was my friend Brandon on Twitter, he said, well, I have Stamp. So I shared my public Apple Music playlist with him. He transferred it over for me to Spotify and then shared it with me.
That's
for Spotify.
Nice. So if you have
get a
friend,
group of people,
right?
But you know, it's nice to.
It's nice
to pay developers for programs, and this has worked great. So far, I haven't paid for it, so it's only 10 songs per playlist. But right. And lots of people had recommendations of other services that do this.
I realize what I did wrong. And this is part of the problem I have with Apple Music. It's kind of opaque. Mm-hmm. So I was looking in the settings of music. No, you have to go to settings on the iPad. And I had disabled Apple Music because I only wanted to see music that was on here. And that's another problem I have. You know, I'm on the plane. I don't want to see all the things you might be able to play for me, if only. Access music in your library using iCloud. You want to turn that off because you want to be able to download music. And you see, I was able to finally download 60 gigabytes worth of music, which is plenty of music. But let me go back now and I can show you those libraries. And I apologize. But that's part of the problem I have with Apple Music. It's kind of opaque.
All you ever see is those gears with the
There we go.
Playlist.
Now you see all this stuff appeared. Yes. Yeah, all the different. And so I really like this. And by the way, one reason I stay with Apple Music, I like classical music. And they do have classical music stations. A lot of music services really focus on modern music, and I want to hear, you know, I want to hear some old stuff. So you could see, finally, here's some Princess Radio. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Now that's music.
Oh.
That's nice. That's a kid's station, obviously.
That's nice.
And then they have, for some reason, a huge amount of hip-hop. I guess that's the most popular music out there right now. Pure pop. You know, maybe they know that I'm going to go see Elton John in January. Maybe they do. That's why they have Elton John's Rocket Hour as a featured station.
They might just know a bunch of other stuff about you that would lead them to believe that you will see Elton John.
Yeah. St. Vincent's Mixtape Delivery Service. That's actually a great show.
Yes.
You ever listen to that?
I have,
yeah.
And I've downloaded some of her podcasts.
Yeah, that's
as
one
well.
of the Apple
playlists.
Apple radio shows.
Mm-hmm. Halloween, great for Halloween
Monster Ball Radio. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Does this count? Let's see. Listen. Is this scary enough for your Halloween?
Yes, it's very
in the Hall of the Mountain
so
King.
Scary.
You know this. Yeah, it starts too quiet to really be scary.
Yeah, because I can't. I need an app that won't ever play Monster Mash again, because I don't ever need to hear that song.
I wonder, do you think we'll hear Monster Mash if I... Ooh. Oh, I got my scream on.
This is a good Halloween.
Ant Farm. To go from The Night on Bald Mountain to Ant Farm. That's a jump. Here's Ohio Express's version of Scooby-Doo. Terrifying. That is just terrifying. Mm-hmm. Why do people think Scooby-Doo's scary? Because they have masks?
Yeah, monsters. They're always chasing right. monsters. Yeah. That was their job.
Now, this is scary. This is one of my mm-hmm. favorite Halloween songs. Do you recognize this?
Yeah, oh, it's the one that goes... Oh, well, I already looked.
I love this song. Just play this in a loop.
Yes.
That's
another
Halloween.
Another way to torture someone. Okay, I have one more thing to show you. This is a player.
Ooh.
From Como Audio. Now, you said you had never heard of Tom DeVesto, but he was from Tivoli Audio.
Tivoli, I know. They've made for years, Tivoli's made these beautiful wooden kind of tabletop radios that sound very good. Often they're mono.
They do sound good. I mean, what I like about this is it does multi-room. See, I don't have your Sonos. I don't have the Sonos. So these can do multi-room, and they can play. Let me see.
They play internet radio as well as radio from your collection.
And then this one, John, could you move that one so they could see? This one also has a CD player in it.
Oh.
So if you still have CDs. I know. So here's the sources. You can also play Deezer on this.
I think it's pronounced Weezer.
Deezer. Oh, no, it doesn't show that anymore.
Deezer, I think, went out. Did they go out of business? Deezer was a high-end music service.
So you could, you can't really see. You can play Spotify. You can't play Apple Music on it. You can play
internet
radio.
Does it have, like, tune in? Does it have internet radio as well? Like radio stations?
It has radio stations.
I like listening to the BBC. BBC has some great.
Oh, so it's playing.
That sounds good.
Yeah, does it?
Listen to the bass on that. That's the same song you were listening to earlier.
Yeah, on Spotify.
So it remembers the crazy stuff you were listening to. Oh, it's got a little clock on it.
It
How much
nice.
Is this? Now, I like it.
It is not cheap.
Yeah, that's
this small one is $300. This is the solo. The big one with the CD player is $600.
It's Como Audio, C-O-M-O.
But you can get multi-room, three rooms for $1,000. That seems like a lot to me. Does it seem like a lot to you?
Well, but it is a little less than Sonos. I don't know if it sounds as good as Sonos. As good as it sounds good for a table radio. It doesn't sound as... Sonos really is pretty good full audio. Mm-hmm. So, but it's an option. I think that's nice.
And you can connect through Bluetooth.
The problem with Sonos, it has no user interface. That has a user interface. With the Sonos, you have to use the app. There's nothing else you can do. Yeah. That one, at least, you can go up. You know, I bought my mom an internet radio. I think it was from Grace, which has been around for a long time. She loves that because she can listen to radio stations all over the world, music of all kinds. The quality is decent. And all you need is a Wi-Fi feed. And I think internet radios are great.
Yeah.
I like that idea a lot.
Somehow this connects to Napster as well, and I'm not sure how. I didn't know
Napster is a streaming service now.
Okay. And Tidal.
Rhapsody, I think.
Another streaming service we didn't talk about.
Tidal, yeah.
And also, it connects through Spotify.
Got a bunch of failing services on there.
Yeah. Well, Spotify Connect is good because then it connects over Wi-Fi, not over Bluetooth.
Nice.
So that's fewer drops.
Okay.
So now we have
to talk
about toilets.
Talk about my toilet.
Whoa.
One place I like to listen to music is on the toilet.
No, really? You could put one of those Comos in there.
Yeah, exactly.
A Como in your commode.
Yes.
Have you been to our house?
Yes, I have been to your house.
Have you ever used our Totos?
I have.
Aren't they awesome?
I loved it. They're warm. They're wonderful.
So
they
sit
close
down
and open on their own.
So actually, the experience starts when you walk into the commode and the lid rises to greet you. Hello. And then, And then the seat. Now, different features on different ones. This is one that just replaces your toilet seat. So your toilet's still there, but you get all these functions in the seat itself. You can also get the entire toilet. It's all from Toto. It's the Washlet series. And they're basically, I don't know if this is communicative to an American audience, but it's an electronic bidet toilet seat. You've probably seen the Japanese toilet seats that you sit down on them. They're warm. They're comfortable. On ours, there's a fan that starts up immediately and it filters the air. So it's automatically deodorizing. It feels good. And then afterwards, the touch of a button, a little wand comes out and washes you. It's really, and with warm water, I might add. You're not getting like, whoo, that's a little chilly. This is something around the world. People think Americans are odd because we use toilet paper. They think that's not a good way to get clean. The Toto Washlet. The other thing I love about it, it's very sanitary because you don't touch anything. You don't touch the toilet. You don't touch anything. We have there's a control buttons and that's it. And I love that. And then you're nice and clean. You get up and you walk away. Certain models feature even more cutting-edge technology, like the pre-mist spray that spritzes your toilet bowl before use. They also have models with e-water plus, which is electrolyzed water, which kills germs, sprays your toilet bowl. Nightlight, remote control, on-demand water heating, so you never run out of warm water. We're on septic, so toilet paper we can use it, but it's not great for the septic system. So I love it that we don't have to use toilet paper. It saves us money on toilet paper, saves trees, saves our septic. And so Alex Lindsay told me about the Totos first. He said, you got to get it. You're going to love it. And I said, Alex, come on. He said, no, really. So I tried it. I said, Lisa was skeptical. She tried it. She went, oh, I like it. So we got one in our bedroom, and then we've got one for the guest bathroom because the guests were saying, "Can we use the toilet in your bedroom?" Not in bedroom. In the bedroom bathroom.
The master bath.
The master bath. The ensuite master bath.
Handy. They also have one right by the bed.
And then Michael said, "Well, I want one." Because he was using the guest bathroom. So we have three of them now. We have them in every bathroom. It's awesome. The Toto Washlet. It is high tech, put to a very good purpose. You can see the entire range of Toto Washlets at Wayfair. Wayfair.com/iOS. Wayfair.com/iOS. Use a promo code iOS at checkout for special savings when making your purchase. I know when people titter when you first talk about this. They giggle and they say, "Oh, that's silly. I don't need it. Oh, those Japanese are..." But you know what? You have to trust me on this. Just as I ended up trusting Alex Lindsay. Once you use it, you will never want to go back. And now when we travel, I say, "I want to go home. I want to go back to my bathroom." I love my Toto. Toto Washlets at wayfair.com/iOS. If you use the promo code iOS at checkout, you'll get special savings too. We know you will love this innovative toilet seat. It will change the way you experience clean. And there are plenty of models, ones just right for you. It's comfortable. It's sanitary. It's clean. It's Toto Washlet. Wayfair.com/iOS. Don't forget the code iOS to save a little bit extra.
I grew up with bidets in my house.
Yeah, it's European, right?
Yeah, we bought our house in Houston from someone who was European. Yeah. And it with the bidet plus the toilet, it takes up a lot of room.
Right.
So it's nice they're combined.
So in Barcelona, in the bathroom in the hotel in Barcelona, they had it was regular toilet. And then next to it, they don't have a bidet. They just have a hose. And I mean, it's like got a fancy nozzle on it, but I gather that you're just supposed to go, and the water was cold. And there's really no way to warm it up because there's nowhere, you know. So there are other ways to do this. Get a Toto. I'm going to work on you. You're going to get one.
Okay.
But the problem is once you get one, you really get hooked on it. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of almost like a problem as we travel. It's like, I miss my toilet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some news. Apple released.
By the way, there's somebody in the chat room named Wendy Washlet who says installing an outlet for your washlet is a great investment because once you learn to live with one, you can't go back. That's really true.
Thanks, Wendy Washlet.
Wendy Washlet.
Apple released iOS 12.0.1.
Oh, this is very important. So I got Lisa an iPhone XS Max. We both did. I haven't had any problem with hers. Hers falls off the network all the time, both on Wi-Fi and LTE. And it's really frustrating for her. You know, we'll be out and about, and suddenly she can't get any internet. She has to reboot the phone sometimes more than once. And we've seen other people complaining about exactly the same thing. It's a Wi-Fi dropout. And I have a feeling the LTE thing is related to that. So 12.01 actually fixes two things people have been complaining about. That's one of them. And we'll find out. I'm going to ask Lisa if it's fixed because I'll know in the next few days. You know, I told her immediately last night when it came out, I said, install this right away. And it's a small download. It doesn't take very long. And then the other thing it fixes is the charging problems. Mm-hmm. Have you had problems with your phone?
I have. Mostly I use wireless chargers. At night I've used...
And they're slow. You don't expect any better anyway.
Yeah, well, the wireless charging...
It's overnight.
But the times that I have tried to charge my phone with the lightning cable, it sometimes doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
That's the problem. It apparently isn't recognizing the lightning charger. So 12.01 supposedly fixes that. Did you try it? Is it...
I haven't tried it on a charger yet.
I'm curious if it'll fix it for you.
Yeah. Because I just updated right before the show started. So I will try it.
And the funny thing is, it's not a universal problem. So I don't have either of those problems on my iPhone. The fast charging isn't very fast. I don't know if it's going to fix that. But the problem of just not seeing the charger at all, that should be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So get that update.
Yep.
iPad rumors. Did you guys discuss the iPad rumors last week with Jason?
No. You know what we did? We installed and set up a new iPhone.
Oh, you set up the little iPhone?
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. Yeah. So no bezels, thin bezels.
Basically, iPhone style iPads.
But no
home button.
No notch, though.
They don't need a notch because you still have to have a little bit of an ear.
Yeah, so thin bezels, not no bezels.
Right.
No notch. Face ID in portrait and in landscape.
That'll be the big question. How well Face ID will work in in the sideways mode. Mm-hmm.
And then a new pencil with proximity pairing.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That means instead of what?
Bluetooth? Or I guess, well, how does it pair now? It pairs when you plug it in.
Oh, that's right. You have to plug it in. So it'll pair kind of like the AirPods pair now. Mm-hmm. When you get nearby, it'll say, oh, I see a pencil. You want to pair it? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nice. Yeah, that's, I presume, Bluetooth LE doing mm-hmm. that. Yeah, and there's still some debate about whether they'll have an event. Renee Ritchie says, I don't think they're going to have an event. They'll just slip it out.
Mm-hmm, I think so, too.
On the other hand, I think they may not just have new iPads to announce. We thought they might do new AirPods, right, with new features. They're probably going to do new MacBook and MacBook Air and or MacBook Air. And with Intel's announcement of these new 8th generation chips, I have a feeling they could even announce the new Mac Pro. So I know Apple's been kind of waiting for Intel. Come on. So it may be that's what they were waiting for. So that would, if it were all of that, you'd have an event.
Have they had an event to announce new MacBooks lately?
No, they did it. They've done it at WWDC in the past. They have had events for the iPad, though. Remember, they usually or often had separate September, October events. Mm-hmm. So there's certainly a precedent for that. Mm-hmm. And now that they have their own auditorium, it's no big deal. And you know that anytime Apple has an event, the press shows up in force. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of coverage. Why wouldn't Apple have an event? If you want to promote these, you have an event. Mm-hmm. It's easy for them to do. It doesn't cost them anything. They already own the space.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to answer some questions?
Sure.
I have a huge buildup of questions, including some video questions that were sent to me that
Before you do that, yes. Can I show something new I purchased?
Yes, please.
Now, you offered me a chance to use this Nomad case. You've shown this before. Mm-hmm. The Nomad makes very nice leather cases. And so I'm going to try the Nomad leather protected wallet case. But I thought I should get a little something for my new Apple Watch. Nomad also now is made. This case is Horween leather. You know Horween out of Chicago is a leather tannery that's very famous. And this is Shell Cordovan leather, which is a fancy leather that you might use in shoes. It takes 6 months to tan. And it's not cheap. It's $149. But I thought, my new Apple Watch deserves a new, nice new band. So there it is. That's the Nomad Horween leather. It's nice. It's a pretty band. It's a little, I tell you, when you first get it, it's stiff. Mm-hmm. It's leather, just like your shoes are stiff when you first get them. But it works in. And then, of course, the nice thing about leather is it ages beautifully. The patina of wear on leather is beautiful. And then it gets kind of shaped to your wrist. I should unlock my, why is, so you notice I'm using the infograph. And this is another piece of news, which is really good news. It's locked. But why is it locked? Oh, I just took it off.
Yeah, to show off your
video. Why are you locked? So there's finally companies are coming out with complications for the new infograph. Like let me slide over to the really small infograph one. So Fantastical now has a calendar. Dark Sky, look at that weather. That's nice. It shows you the temperature range. And the current, can you see it? It's so tiny. These new complications for the 44 millimeter and the 40 millimeter series 4 are different. And so developers who are making complications for the new watch have to specifically design them for the watch. But I'm really pleased. There's still no messages complication, but it's really nice to have Fantastical and Dark Sky, two of my favorite programs. Carrot Weather, Jason mentioned Carrot also has now. And in fact, that's what got me on the search. And this is Cardiogram, which is that's kind of a nice health monitoring app that I have on my iPhone that's also showing me my heart rate.
There's no messages complication?
No.
On any? Not on that?
On the new complications, no.
Oh.
Odd. Yeah. Somebody says this looks like putting tractor tires on a saloon, a big clunky band. I don't know. I like it.
I really like it.
Nomad. $145. All right. Now the questions. The questions may commence.
Okay. Daniel from England writes, in the Tech Guy episode 1528, Leo talked briefly about antivirus and backup strategies. Do you guys know of any iOS app that will automatically keep mail folders of the same name in sync between two mail accounts? I run iCloud and Outlook mirrored mail accounts, but I currently do this manually. Now, I'm confused about this because every folder I've created...
No, he's got two accounts. That's the problem. He has iCloud and Outlook.com. And he wants the folder structure from one to propagate to the other. I don't know of any automatic way to do that. Usually, what you're about to say is that when you have an IMAP server like iCloud is or Outlook.com is, and you make changes anywhere, it'll propagate everywhere. Mm-hmm. You'll have one folder structure. That's why most people don't have multiple email accounts. I have multiple email accounts, but yeah, I understand. I think the thing is, this is a one-time setup. And maybe there's a program that will take your, kind of like your Spotify playlist mover, mm-hmm. that will take, I mean, that's not a hard thing to do. Take the folder structure from one server and propagate to another server. I'll have to look. I don't know of one that'll do that.
What do you think he means by mirrored mail accounts?
Well, you can't, you know, if he says I want all the messages to be mirrored, well, just stop and just use one.
Mm-hmm. But I think he wants the folder structure.
The folder structure, I understand. And that, you know, is going to be a one time. It's not going to be able to be always updated. You'll have to run a program that, it wouldn't be too hard to write a little Python script that would go get at the IMAP folder structure from one IMAP server and copy it to another. But I don't know if anybody's done that.
Mm. Chad writes, why is it that none of my passwords in the password chain have carried over to my new iPhone XS Max from my iPhone 7 Plus? It is starting to get annoying having to remember all of my passwords and having to reset most of them to my favorite sites. Now, I went back and forth with Chad because I first asked him what password manager was he using, and he was using Keychain. But yeah. Then he was...
So this is the disadvantage. So if you were using LastPass or i1Password or any of the commercial password managers, of course, because you're logged into an account and your password vault is central to that account. Keychain, though, is not. But you can sync Keychain. So did you ask him how he set up his phone?
I think that, well, you guys did this last week. Did you go through how you set up the phone?
There's two ways you can restore a phone. If what he did was he took his old iPhone and either backed it up to iCloud or using the encrypted backup, backed it up to iTunes, those encrypted backups will preserve passwords and should propagate the keychain plus passwords over. What he might have done is backed it up to iTunes but didn't check the box that says encrypted. In that case, no passwords will be preserved because they don't want to put your entire password store in an unencrypted blob because that would be insecure. Even though it's on your hard drive, they don't want to do that. So my suggestion is go back and set it up again. And this time, back up your old phone on iTunes or using iCloud. Make sure if you're doing iTunes, the box that says encrypted is checked. And then it will restore your keychain because you've encrypted it back to the phone, the new phone. And I think he must have, the only way I could think of that he wouldn't get that is if he didn't have that checkbox.
I
think iCloud automatically is encrypted. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Because I've never had that problem.
I've always backed up when I get a new phone. I run into the office, sit down with Lightning cable, and I back it up to my iTunes with the checkbox for encrypted. And then wipe that old phone. Well, actually, don't do it quite right away. But then I'll get the new phone and set it up. And it says, okay, now do you want to restore? And yes, I'm going to restore. Plug it in iTunes and restore the data. Is that how you do it?
I usually do it fresh because I have so many
apps. Oh, that's
right.
You like clean installs.
But this time...
But you won't get the passwords if you do that, will you?
No.
Do you have to redo your keychain passwords?
That's a good question. No, I mean, I think then you can log back into keychain because it's in the cloud.
Right.
So you can get them.
If you used a different iCloud account, of course, then you wouldn't get them.
Right, but you get, you don't get your messages and stuff like that. But this time I went ahead and set it up in the Apple Store because I was in there.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even back. I just trusted the cloud. Like I had backed up.
Well, that's what Jason said. He said, I never back up to the iTunes. Yeah. I always just turn on iCloud backup. And that should do everything kind of automatically. It's a little slower, but not a lot, apparently. Yeah. I was kind of surprised. So from now on, I'm going to use iCloud.
Yeah, that's what I did because I had to wait. My daughter was at the mall anyway.
Fine, right?
And so I was just sitting there. Yeah. And that's where, you know, I got to see them clean up after the Apple Store robberies. That was fun.
They got those guys, you know.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a gang in in our area of 17, I think they were probably kids, who were busting into Apple stores while they were open with clippers, clip all the phones and all the devices and throw them in a bag and run. And they had done it to numerous stores. That was the second time they did it to that Santa Rosa store. Well, they put out a arrest warrant and for all 17 of them, and I think they caught almost all of them. I think maybe a couple got away, but it's kind of hard to get away with that with cameras and videos everywhere.
Yeah, and including people with cameras.
Right.
You know.
Oh, they're robbing us. Yeah. yeah, see, one of the reasons he cares about passwords is this new autofill feature, which is fantastic.
It is.
Really a nice feature.
Did you guys go through that last week?
We did, and I'll just show you real quickly once again that you get a choice in security.
Face ID and passcodes.
Yeah, where am I? I keep.
It's the green.
Oh, there it is. I keep zipping by it. Oh, don't look.
We already saw it. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Got it. password autofill. Turn it on. And that is really handy. I guess I'm using Face ID for other apps as well, which is also nice. You see that all my banks and everything will use Face ID. LastPass uses Face ID. That makes things a lot faster. But yeah, I always turn on the password autofill. And you can decide. I thought that there was a setup here. Maybe if I tap this. You get to choose which password program you're going to use. I don't know where that is. Maybe that's a different place. Maybe that's in passwords.
Oh,
there it is.
ID.
Passwords. Here we go. Autofill passwords. Here it is. Yeah, you steered me wrong, Maroney.
Sorry.
Well, you didn't know what I was doing. So in autofill passwords, this is great. Now when I go somewhere, even an app that I want to enter the password and log into the app, it will either pull it from iCloud, Keychain, LastPass, or both. And what it does is when the keyboard pops up, it says, you know, you have a little button you can click that says, you know, pull up the password. I use, of course, LastPass, but you can do this with iCloud Keychain. And I think that's why he cares particularly now, because it's automatic.
Can I talk for a second about, hold on, let me get in there. How that doesn't make a lot of sense here. Like, can you show my screen? Like, why is there Touch ID and passcode and passwords and accounts? Like, couldn't they put all that stuff together?
Well, but passwords are different than Touch ID. So you're using Touch ID to autofill passwords. In other words, it's validating it with your Face ID or your Touch ID. Mm-hmm. But how passwords are used is in the separate passwords and accounts. Don't question Apple.
I don't like it.
You know, I just installed this new app, but I'd use it on my old phone. Sign up with email, and I'll start here. Oh, wait a minute, not sign up. I'm already a member. Log in. There you go. And I'll start typing. Whoops, I got the wrong keyboard. This is one reason why you might want to use the Apple keyboard. And, I picked the wrong app, too, because this is one does it by phone number, not by password. But normally when the keyboard pops up, darn it, it'll say right here,
yes,
passwords. And you tap that.
I love it.
And it'll unlock. I picked the wrong program to log out of. Darn it. Let me do it with Audible. How about that?
You know, the other change, I used to be able to log into LastPass with my iCloud keychain so that I could automatically log in.
Yeah.
I think they changed that. So
a setting, but you probably don't want to do that.
Russell probably made it.
Using ours? Yeah. Russell said, what are you?
I hate passwords.
No, but you shouldn't have another password vault. Remember the password vault password. You should just remember it. Okay?
I know what it is. Do you want me to tell you?
No. Okay, let's try again. Let's see if this works this time. I'm going to log into Audible. So as soon as I hit the password thing, there it is.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, you don't have to.
There
Kevin
is
so gun-shy. He's afraid it's going to show the password. So, whoops. So look at that.
Yeah.
It says, for Amazon.com, LastPass Leo at Leoville. And then I just hit it. And now Face ID. This is where the Face ID thing happens, right?
Yeah.
So that's why that's a separate setting. And then it fills it in. Isn't that sweet?
That is. You don't have two-factor?
I do. Watch. I say continue. And it says, yeah, that would be fine if you just give me that code. That'll be okay.
And will you then click don't ask for codes on this browser?
Yes. I don't want to enter that every time I want to log in.
I did something with Twitter where I need to set it up with my authenticator because it's sending me a code every time.
Yeah, you don't want it to do text messaging.
Yeah.
Because that is a little bit less secure than having it on your phone.
It's also slower.
Yeah, I mean, I hate waiting. Twitter especially seems to be have a slow phone server. But the problem is people can spoof your phone number. Mm-hmm. And if they do, they're going to get the authentication. And that's not what you want. So let me just... Oh, this was a nice feature, by the way, on Mojave. When you have an authentication code on a macOS now, it'll say, oh, do you want me to use that code that's in your text messages and fill it in for you? Mm. That's nice, huh? Look, paste that, in. Nice. Bada bing, bada boom.
We can see you're still listening to the man from Moscow.
I'm never going to finish this golden book. Actually, now I'm listening to Hi, Bob.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi, Bob. Look, it's on my watch. Look at that little icon. That's cool.
Have you been listening on your watch?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I have my AirPods.
That's why you got new AirPods.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
We answered that question,
yes.
I believe.
Yes. Jollifree Rebel says, passcode is your iPad's device passcode and passwords is for login. Okay. I do understand that the passcode to get into the device, password to get into an app. But it's confusing because you use a password to get into your
And you still use Mac. Face ID on both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We have one more question.
Multipass.
Rick from North Carolina writes, I'm a happy owner of the Apple 4 watch, but I have found that charging the new watch is quite difficult using the supplied charging puck. Have others reported this? The back of the watch is a bit different. Now, you said you needed a special
puck. It's a special puck.
But for yours, because I use my old puck.
And it works?
It's fine, yes.
Well, they've redesigned the puck.
Okay.
You see the new puck? Did you see how it's different?
No, I didn't.
It's not magnetic anymore, I don't think. It's different, yeah.
I don't know where my new puck is, but I know that I had a stand with my old puck, and I've been using the stand.
Oh, good. I'm glad it works, because I pulled the old puck out of my little Macintosh, because I have that little mini Mac that you charge, and I put the new one in. And by the way, I recommend something like that, because the watch actually goes in a slot, and it can't fall off or move. Mm-hmm. And I found that they fall off a lot, especially the new one.
When I was charging my Apple Watch while camping in the woods, it was a real struggle.
Yeah. I'm not sure why he's having trouble. Maybe he has a bad one.
Yeah.
Is it possible?
Because I haven't heard anyone else report that they have trouble charging their Apple Watch.
Right. Don't know.
Could also be not necessarily the puck, but what you have it plugged into, maybe the USB port.
I'm just going to listen to my book. You don't mind, do you?
Okay, I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
So cool.
While you're listening to the book, why don't you also say a few words about ExpressVPN?
I will. You want to protect yourself when you go online. You want to keep your stuff out of the hands of nosy parkers like your internet service provider. Best way to do it is a VPN. If you're surfing at a coffee shop, if you're out and about, if you're at a hotel, if you're on a cruise ship, ExpressVPN. With all the news these days about online security breaches, I'm sure you're thinking about making life more secure. Making an online purchase, accessing your email could put your private information at risk. And, of course, we're all getting tracked online these days by your ISP. We talk about everybody else, but your ISP does a lot about you. A lot of people have decided to take their privacy back, and they're looking for VPNs. Can I make a recommendation? ExpressVPN. The easiest to use, fastest, bestest, most secure, and completely private. Look at that, 148 servers all over the world. That's why it's so fast. You can use a server that's near you. They've got apps that run seamlessly in the background on everything you've got, computer, tablet, phone. One-click turn-on secures and anonymizes all your browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. And they don't track it either. They don't save logs. You could safely surf on public Wi-Fi without being snooped on. You can use your home internet without worrying about your ISP. Tech Radar named it the number one VPN service. And it comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Price is right, too. Less than $7 a month. If you're looking to secure your online accounts, your online data, may I recommend ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today. And find out how you can get 3 months free when you buy a one-year package. That's the most affordable way to do it. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today. I know you've been looking for the best VPN. Your search is over. ExpressVPN.com/iOS today.
It's AbCap time.
No one's going to shoot me in the woods.
Me neither, I don't think.
Well, you look like a Russian police officer. Yes. You might. That's But you're kind of one of those cute police officers.
Yes.
I like
you.
That.
Thank you.
I like
thank
that.
You so much.
That's actually authentic. I got that in St. Petersburg.
Oh, really? You
from
stole
a Russian
it.
Police officer.
You stole it right off his head?
Yeah.
Oh. I like it.
I can't ever go back to Russia, but it was worth it.
Can I wear it at a jaunty angle?
That makes it cute. That's okay. What I'm saying. That's
okay. Okay.
Jaunty.
Okay. Jaunty. So we're wearing caps. We're going to talk about our favorite apps.
You think there's any way to make this hat jaunty?
Yeah, you make it jaunty.
I look like a jaunty Elmer Fudd.
Yes.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
So before the show started, we had a discussion about whether your app was
okay.
Wide enough interest. And I didn't know that was part of the app cap.
For I'm me, narrow it's capping.
Just, for me, it's just the most interesting thing I've played with this week.
Well, let's see it.
This is ISS Spotter. ISS stands for the International Space Station.
This is the most interesting thing you've played with all
yes,
week.
Yes. Okay. It is. I was in the woods most
the
of the
International
week,
but... Space Station.
So there it is, traveling. So, hey guys, in Frederickson...
New Brunswick.
New Brunswick.
It's
you just
flying
missed
right
it.
Over you.
Minto.
Look how fast
Chapman.
It moves. Look at that. That thing's trucking.
So you can see when it's going, where it is at any time. If you want to see, like if you get lost in the map and you're like, where is it? You press this little lock here and then it'll just lock right there. So you can just watch it.
Oh, so
fly.
It moves. The map moves with it. Nice. Mm-hmm. It's always centered.
Yeah. It is if you have it locked. If
so
not,
why can. Do we care where the International Space Station is?
Well, because you can see it. You can,
you
see
can
it
actually
fly
see
over
it.
You.
If, you, so, if you look at sunrise or sunset. Is how about in the middle of the night, John?
The sun will not hit it.
The sun will not hit it. So you got to get it so the sun's hitting it, so it's off. And then bounces it off of it into your eyes. So otherwise, it's just this dark thing in the dark sky. You
right.
don't see it. It's got no. It doesn't have lights of its own. Is what
it,
we're saying.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool because it is moving pretty fast across the night sky. So we got all excited about this when we discovered that we could do this with this app.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa says, oh, it's coming. It's going to be over. Let's take a picture. And then I found out it comes over every 90 minutes. It's not like it's
you can't see it
a once-in-a-lifetime event. But, yeah, you want to time it. First of all, it's not always going over you. It's moving. It's precessing through the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But also... you do have to get it kind of at just the right time so the sun will hit it so you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it does, it looks like a very bright object, a star moving really rapidly across the sky.
A very fast, bright plane, sort of.
Yeah.
In the sky.
But you can tell it's not a plane, though.
Yeah, you can.
Because it's moving a lot faster, for one thing.
And it's brighter.
Yeah. It doesn't take, it only takes a few minutes to cross the whole sky.
Yeah. So.
I like this. What's it called?
It's called ISS Spotter.
Spotter.
I think there's something just interesting to know that it's up there. Like, we hear about all these things in space, and just to go out and see it. I don't know. I spent the week with 14-year-olds, 13 and 14-year-olds. There are people inside there flying over. And
Russians.
I don't know. My kids get, I get excited because they got excited. They all, like, went out.
Oh,
and
it's
they
so
were,
cool.
Yeah.
That's exactly why we did it. Because it's great to get kids excited about space flight and space travel. We want to get them excited.
So my son actually showed me this app. And so he has it set. He has an alarm set so that he knows to go outside at these certain times. So these are stars
nice.
Like on October.
How good it'll be.
On October 10th at 7:38, it's going to be 3 stars.
That's perfect because it's sunset. Yeah.
And then you can set alarms according to, you can share the alarms
and
with
now,
your friends.
Don't think that that's the time for where you live because it's different.
Right. This has my GPS.
This is Northern California. Yeah.
And so here are all the settings. So you can have an alarm that's 5 minutes or you want to prepare for an hour.
Do we still, John, have our Raspberry Pi ISS above signaler?
Oh.
Yeah. So this thing goes off whenever the ISS is above us.
So maybe like you only want the peak elevation to be 10 degrees.
That's relevant too. Yeah. If you're on a mountain versus,
And then this is auto locate.
Well, not you, that's the ISS.
Let's say,
peak elevation.
Yeah.
Actually 10 degrees is pretty low in the sky. You might want a little bit higher. Right. Yeah.
So let's say you want to tell your cousin in Anaheim.
You can do that too?
You can choose a custom location.
Cousin in Anaheim and say, hey, good
time
news.
Time format, distance, TLE source, you know, the TLE
What's that?
Source. Great question.
I don't know.
Celestrak, Amstat, Spacetrak.
Aha. Uh-huh.
someone in the chat room probably knows what
that's time limited are. Extensions. That's the source of no, I'm making that
time
up.
Limited extensions.
I don't know what it is. Total length of era.
And then some
event. Total length of event. Okay. John knows. He's making it up too.
All these quick facts. Here's what it looks like. How many people are living there? Normally 3 to 6 people stay at the ISS.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it's was pretty it launched? Cool. So some good facts here. And then this is free, but you can donate 99 cents or $2.99 if you want. But it will always be free. There's no extra features you get.
We've had the guy on the new Screensavers who created ISS Above, which is really neat. It's a little kit you can get with a Raspberry Pi. Does it have a light that goes off, John? Is that what happens?
Yes.
Okay, a little light. Where is it? Is it in your office?
Yes.
It's in John's office. So John, at any moment, might leap up and say, The plane!
So the developer of ISS Spotter is Martin Van Mierlo.
Hello, Martin.
Thank you.
I think that's really neat. I agree. And it's fun. What you want to do, you can just use this yourself to figure out a really good time, you know, a 3-star time to see it, and then say, kids, make it a big deal. That's what we did with Michael. And it was really fun. Mm-hmm. There it is. That's the space station.
Yeah. Yep. My kids they all get on Hangouts together and then they're all looking at it.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow, they're nerds. That's
total
nice.
Total nerds.
I love that.
It's cool to be a nerd now.
Do you think my iPhone recognized me with this hat? Oh, it did. That's a miracle.
All right. Speaking of nerds.
That is definitely an alternate appearance.
Yes. I wonder if they'll recognize me with this, with one of my eyes closed. Let's see.
So.
Yep.
Yep. Wow. Mm-hmm. I have to say it's getting better, isn't it? Yeah, I think the Face ID on the new iPhones is actually remarkably better.
Yeah.
So, you probably know I play this silly game called Pokemon Go. You probably know I'm playing this game all the time, right? Oh, wait a minute. I just got a buzz. Not only is there an ISS above, but there is a little Pokemon out there. One of the reasons... Oh, can't be found there. Hold on there.
Wait a minute. Is it the ISS?
That's an execute. No. Let me just catch that. So the whole idea of this game is great. In fact, people say, well, it's just, you know, it's a dumb game, but you don't play it sitting on your duff. You have to go out there, unless you're doing it like I am at work. You have to go out there, walk around, try to find Pokemon to catch. Look, this is a map, right? This is our actual area. That's the street we're on. You'll see there's also Pokestops. These are the little... that's the restaurant behind us, Cafe Jostra. If I'm close enough, I can spin it and get some prizes. There's also gyms that you can fight in. This is Butter and Eggs Parade headquarters. You see there's 6 Pokemon in there. That's a full gym. If I get a little closer to it, I can take my Pokemon and fight against their Pokemon. Maybe even take over the gym, get points. It's a fun game that gets you out, gets you walking. I just saw a statistic that on the first few months of Pokemon Go, first 6 months of Pokemon Go, people walked an extra 1 billion miles, you know, all over the world because this game was so hot. Now, that was 2 years ago. That was July 2016. But people are still playing. In fact, the game has been, there's been so many great additions to Pokemon Go that I think people are back at it. Lisa and I, who embarrassingly both play it and spent a lot of time, even when we were in Europe playing it, a lot of great European Pokemon. Yesterday we were walking. It gives us an excuse to take walks. So we take walks and we play Pokemon Go. And, you know, it's fun. It's nice. It's togetherness. I'm walking along and a kid, maybe your son's age, 14-year-old, says, "You playing Pokemon?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Come with me. We're going to raid the Mason's Clock." I said, "Lisa, I got somebody to help us in the raid." And the three of us, Cruelty and I and Lisa, raided the clock. We got our special Pokemon. It was great fun. We became friends. We're going to exchange presents. It's awesome. You meet people, you have fun, and you get exercise. That's the kind of game I like. But if you really start getting deep into the game, and you're not somebody like Kevin who grew up on the Pokemon TV show, you maybe don't know all the Poke lore, you need some help. For instance, you know, I've got 126 Pokemon in my collection. But I don't know what's good, what's bad, what I should be fighting with, who I should be fighting with it, all of that stuff when you get to the gyms. So that's why I have, and this was a Rene Ritchie recommendation. He's the king of Pokemon in my life. Poke Genie. Now, it's a free program, ad-supported, but if you kick in a couple of bucks, I think $2.99, you can get rid of the ads and get some extra features. And what this will do, in fact, let me show you what it'll do. It's actually very clever. I'm going to look at my Pokemon.
That's a lot of Pokemon.
Oh, I've been collecting for years. Actually, we stopped playing for a while and just started again. I think I got, let me just see real quickly if I got one back recently. No, I didn't, because I've categorized all my Pokemon, but just let's pretend I haven't. So let's say I got a Pokemon here. Look at that. That's an Electrode, okay? And I want to know more about what that Electrode can do. There are ways you can find out. There's little things here you can read. It's combat points and all this stuff. You can also get an appraisal. This is something they added fairly recently, where your team leader will come on and say, let's take a look. Overall, your Electrode amazes me. Its hit points are the strongest feature, but I'm blown away by its stats. Wow. Your Electrode is gigantic, the largest I've ever seen. Wow, all of that stuff's great news, right? So I'm going to keep this Electrode. Maybe I'll even power it up, and sometimes you can evolve them. And so I'm going to put some investment into this thing. So the way you save it is you take a screenshot. Remember, that's volume up and power on. That's going to take the screenshot there, and I'll slide that out of the way. Because I'm going to go into this program, PokeGenie. Now, watch at the bottom of the screen. It's reading. It saw, oh, you have a new screenshot. And here's a nice feature, by the way. You have to pay for these. You can delete old screenshots. Because otherwise, your camera roll, your photos get filled with screenshots of your Pokemon. I'm going to then sort it in scan date. This is the new one, okay? Now I can know some more about this one. I can put in the appraisal. And I can get some more information about its attack capabilities, its defensive capabilities. I can even, in the Android version, rename it with that information so that when it gets time, I can favorite them with stars. I can even have, there's a little calculator to simulate power up and evolution. How much more powerful is it going to get as I add power to it? Is it worth it? Is that going to be worth the cost of 128,700 dust points? I don't know. You have to decide. It makes the game, I have to say, a little more nerdy, but a little more fun. And people are often sharing screenshots from this program because it's the only way you can really see what they call the IV points, the individual value points of attack, defense. You can also do simulated gym battles to see, well, how am I doing? If I attack gyms, is this a good one? If I defend gyms, is this a good one? It's really it's a very useful program for people who want to get extraordinarily nerdy with Pokemon Go.
So it's sort of like project management software for your Pokemon
Go. Yeah, because the more you put into the let's say I say, hey, Kevin, there's a Mewtwo raid right next door. So do I have what I need to take it over? So I could put in what the Mewtwo is, what its combat points are, how many things I'm going to throw against it, what kind of strategy I might use, see which ones are the best against them, finding top counters for the Mewtwo. So I should go into battle with my Gyarados, my Houndoom, my Exeggutor, my Crobat, my Muk, and my Venusaur. Right on. I've got a team, baby. It says you couldn't do this on your own, though. Not a million years. Lots of fun. If you are a Pokemon Go player, and I do recommend it, you know, a lot of kids play with their families, believe it or not, their parents. It's a great one to play with your kids. It's a great way to bond over this, especially if you've got kids in their early teens. But I see people all over Petaluma still playing this game. It's not quite the craze it was in July 2016, where it was insane. Mm-hmm. It was insane. But people are still playing it. And it's really important, if you're going to play it, you got to wear your fluorescent orange Pokemon Go hat so nobody attacks you.
And maybe don't listen to any adult male that asks you to come into a small space with him.
No, like, it was outdoors.
I mean, if it's Leo, it's fine.
It was outdoors. No, the kid was actually, I was really impressed. The kid was really like, okay.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. But you know, when we were in Malta, did I tell you this?
No.
Malta is a tiny island in the middle of the Mediterranean. Beautiful place. I really like it. And they speak a weird language. Ostensibly, they supposedly speak English because it was an English colony for years. No. Supposedly, because it's so near Italy, they speak Italian. No. They speak a weird Italianized version of Arabic, of all things. And it's unintelligible. We're standing outside the most beautiful cathedral, St. John's Co-Cathedral in Valletta, Malta. And because Lisa and I are nerds, playing Pokemon Go. And you can always tell, it's a distinctive move. When people are playing Pokemon Go, they're doing this. If you see somebody doing this, swiping up.
But that's what I do. That's what I look like when I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, kind of like. Yeah, that's the problem. It looks a little like Instagram. But you can kind of tell, and then maybe look over their shoulder and see what they're up to. So Lisa and I are standing outside the beautiful St. John's Co-Cathedral, which amazingly enough is also a Pokemon gym.
Hmm.
And we're battling, and two guys come up to us, two young adults in their 20s come up to us. And they don't speak English. They speak this Maltese. And so they go, Zapdos. Now, I speak Pokemon. And in Pokemon, Zapdos is a great boss. Everybody wants a Zapdos. So we understand that what they're saying is, follow us to the Zapdos. So Lisa and I follow these two strange guys down the alleyways of Valletta Malta. Now, I don't recommend this behavior. There's a Zapdos. I don't recommend this behavior. But it turned out fine because we got to a couple of blocks away, the gym. Another guy joined us. There was five of us. And we all raided the Zapdos. It was a way across cultural bonding.
The international language of Pokemon.
Exactly. Zapdos. I wish I'd taken a picture. I don't know why I didn't think to take a picture of it. It would have been really fun to have. But, hey, you know who you are. Zapdos.
All right. Do you have to make a bit of an announcement of some kind?
Yes. I've just been handed this.
Breaking news.
So on Sunday, during the radio show, I'm saying everybody in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, including Santa Barbara, Lompoc, should be aware there's going to be a potentially a big sonic boom at 7:38 p.m. SpaceX is going to do a West Coast launch of the Falcon 9. They've got a satellite to put up there. And first ever landing on land. This is the video. This is what it looked like if you were in the Vandenberg Air Force Base area.
We could see it from Petaluma.
Could we see it here?
Yeah, Milo was in the theater. He came out of the theater and everyone Isn't thought it was
amazing.
A UFO.
Look, there was something falling off of it.
Re-entry.
That's the re-entry Was that the stage one? That's the one they lose, or is that the one they get to keep? That's the one they lose. And then two of the boosters land. Wow. So your son saw this?
Yeah, a lot of people saw it.
What did it look like that?
Yeah. No, it was a little...
John saw it driving home.
Yeah.
This is a video from Los Angeles, as you can tell.
Yeah, it was, it was pretty amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not quite a Zapdos, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Well, we have reached the sad end of this show.
Oh. Well, it was fun.
Yeah, but you can watch it again.
Oh, we'll be back next week.
Yes, we'll be back next
week. Oh, whew. That's a relief.
You can tell your friends to subscribe to our show.
Yeah, twit.tv/subscribe has all the shows and buttons that you can automatically subscribe in your favorite podcatcher. You can also watch us do it live at twit.tv/live, usually around 9 a.m. Pacific time. That's noon Eastern. 1600 UTC on Tuesdays. And if you can't watch live, you can download copies, as we mentioned, on our website, twit.tv/iOS, or subscribe. If you'd like to be in our studio audience, we love having nice people in our studio audience. Just email tickets@twit.tv and we'll put a chair out for you. There's no charge, but you do have to be in the Petaluma, Northern California area. And if you're a Pokemon Go player, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your game.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to have you. Jeff's visiting from Seattle today. Thank you, Jeff.
And you can email me, Megan. There's Jeff. You can email Jeff. But if you need to reach Jeff, email me, Megan@twit.tv. And send me videos. Send me links to YouTube videos of you asking your questions. We love videos. And thanks to those of you who have sent them already. Make them short so we can play them on the show.
Very nice. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye. Zapdos.